Will you be a voice for the voiceless? Proverbs 31 and then verse 8 says, will you speak up for those who can't speak for themselves? Who's not in the room? Who's not in the committee? Who doesn't have a place at the table? Who's hurting? Who's in need? Who can't give anything back, but we need to go serve them? Sometimes it's people in other countries. Sometimes it's people who don't have clean water or don't have food. Sometimes it's people who have been marginalized, disenfranchised, pushed down. They're sometimes the victims of abuse or racism. They're the victims of injustice. They're not on the teams. They don't have a voice at the table. You've got to think about who's not in the room, who we can't hear because they're not here. And then be tackling injustice. Be all about equity. Bring kindness. Bring grace. Love those who can't give anything back. And then care for people who have been mistreated. It's really important to listen to people who aren't speaking and to listen to people who aren't in the room and think about them and then go out of your way to serve them. That's God's wisdom. Foolishness, it just keeps it in a club of people who are together, who are all about themselves, and it's kind of a sick, holy huddle. It's just whacked. So instead, keep your eyes and ears open to the needs of this world and look beyond even the borders of this country and care for the people who can't speak up for themselves. Rescue and do it in the love of Jesus. That's also His wisdom.